Alistair Burns here with White Rock head coach Jason Rogers after a comprehensive 9-2 victory over the Surrey Knights. Now, coach, let's start with big goal Cole Svensson, who now has 13 goals, and I did check, he is leading the entire league in goals. This is his final year in the league. He's always been a go-to guy for the Whalers.
Yeah, I mean, he's the guy that finds ways to score goals, and I think he's led the team the previous 2 years. He scored his 50th as a Whaler, and that's, I think, going to be a record. It's going to be a real challenge for somebody to meet, and that speaks, you know, a lot of recognition has to go to whose line mates are finding him right in the right spots, and he's finishing. So Cole's, I mean, he's got the nickname for a reason, right?
And we did chat about the Sherwin line last week. I don't really want to become an answering machine, but so far we are halfway through October, and I believe they collectively have now 49 points through October, which has to be some sort of Whaler record, especially for this new franchise being in its fifth year.
Yeah, it's a group that's working, really fits. They're well suited, and I think there's, you know, it's obviously the stats speak for themselves, but you're starting to find that they're finding themselves all over the ice all the time in the ozone, and they just need to, there's some areas of improvement. But I think I also want to recognize that in the last two games, we're starting to find other guys to score goals as well, yeah, to complement that. Yeah,
Kaz Yamazaki also scored, which was good for him to get a monkey off his back for the last couple of games.
Yeah, again, I think when you've got some consistency in lines, so Kaz has been with Cowie and Johnny, and they've found something, and Kieran and Tibby have points in the last two games, so we've rotated the left winger there, and then you've got the Buzz line that's just out there to move their feet and change momentum. So you're starting to see some things fit together, and if you can establish that, you know, you can't depending on one line every night, because there are good teams with a lot of depth in this league, and if when you're on the road, they can find ways to get their matchup. So it's important we continue to build and provide some of that secondary scoring.